Hello folks, welcome to the English programme's look at exactly what is on the Beeb. I didn't know this. I found out by listening to Radio Merseyside today, which I do regularly, and I discovered that Justice is filmed and set in Liverpool. I didn't know. I haven't watched it, but someone said today on Radio Merseyside. And in tomorrow's episode, 7th of April, 2:15, BBC One, episode 4 of 5, it's got Gillian Kearney, who you may remember from Brookside. She played Debbie, and she's been in Holby City or something, or Casualty, one of those medical things. And she was also in the Catherine Cookson film, Tide of Life. So, there we go, Liverpool thing there. Reporter Louise is desperate to splash her scandalous story about the judge, but her editor, PD, warns her to check her facts thoroughly, as the drama following a fictional local community justice centre continues. Coburn, not too sure how you pronounce this name, but we had problems yesterday. Coburn's overuse of Lemon for Men gets up everyone's nose and crossed wires between Coburn, Louise and probation officer Haley led to embarrassment. Coburn finds a loophole to send one of Jake's henchmen down, eliciting a declaration of war from Jake. Yeah, I mean, I'm telling you, it's all good stuff. This all lots of action for the afternoon. This is on 2:15 in the afternoon, you know. Darren, a young Dovefield lad who had seemed to be doing well on probation, fails to turn up for a probation meeting. Coburn's not prepared to lose another lad to Jake's empire and goes into his territory to find him. Jake, meanwhile, ramps up the pressure on Kaz, and Shana has to rescue her from a dangerous situation. Louise confronts Coburn but is surprised when he tells her to go ahead and print. Coburn starts to face up to his past against Joe's advice. This leads Joe furious, and this time he's had enough. An unusual solution to Darren's case involves the help of Old Lag. I love that word, Old Lag. And ex-boxer Leonard Hancock, which provides even more press attention. So there we go. That's Justice, The Secret's Out, 2:15 on Thursday. And if that's not enough, we have more drama in the form of EastEnders. Let's see if this is as exciting as the last audio boo that we did. Pat confronts Carol about what has been happening while she has been in New Zealand in tonight's visit to Walford. When Janine finds out Lydia is rich, she kindly lets her stay at her flat to recuperate. Meanwhile, Shirley asks Ben and Jay to help Heather upload a photo to her online dating profile. So there we go. Not as exciting as the previous synopsis, but still pretty good. If that's not enough, we also have a history of Celtic Britain, Age of Iron, episode 1 of 4, on BBC Two. At 9 o'clock, Neil Oliver returns to BBC Two in a new series that continues the epic story of how ancient Britain and its people came to be, forged over thousands of years of ancient history. In A History of Ancient Britain, Neil Oliver begins a journey through Britain's rich prehistory, from the Ice Age to the very first metal workers and the end of the Age of Stone. A History of Celtic Britain carries on that journey from the height of the Bronze Age through to the Age of Iron, the Celts and the first kings, to the Age of Rome and the end of prehistory itself. In tonight's first episode, it's 1000 BC and the end of the Bronze Age. Diving for 3000 years old treasure in Devon and potholing through an ancient Welsh copper mine, Neil discovers how a golden age of bronze collapsed into social and economic crisis set against a period of sharp climate change, eventually to be replaced by a new era of iron. This is the English programme. All the info is from bbc.co.uk/pressoffice.